All right, this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct from New York City, the Gloom Tomb. The windows are open. Finally, spring has arrived.
Yeah.
I've been here for 2 weeks. Fucking raining. Like, I had one nice day.
Dreary.
So if you hear some construction or some banging, we're just trying to get the essence of what's really popping here in New York.
Construction.
Yeah, that's what it is. You hear it banging upstairs, right? It fucks. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We are coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb Studios here in New York City. We're going to be going on tour May 9th, May 11th, and May 13th. Tickets are available for the Northwest leg of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast World Tour. May 9th with the Young Shooter Dean Collins in San Francisco. May 11th in Seattle. And for the first time ever in Canada, Vancouver, Saturday night, May 13th. And just announced Monday, May 15th in L.A. I don't think we've ever performed in L.A. at the world-famous El Rey Theater. Tickets are available at iamrapaporttour.com. We're performing at the El Rey Theater in L.A.
Hell yeah.
San Francisco. Yo, we're having a dope after party in San Fran. Okay, DJ Sharp, DJ Plattern, Oakland Faders, they're going to rock all night.
Right.
We're not hearing no mumble shit.
Nope.
They're going to play all that fly shit.
And you will be checked at the door for skinny jeans. You will be cast aside.
It's going to be a fantastic night in San Fran. It's going to be dope. The Young Shooter will be there. He'll be orating the show.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be the one in the audience taking questions and being berated. I just have a feeling, G. I know you said chill with the shooter.
Yeah, the shooter going to be all right.
Nah, I have a feeling he's gonna drive me fucking nuts up there. But the after party in San Fran is going to be dope. Tickets are available at iamrapaporttour.com. That's iamrapaporttour.com. I'm hyped.
Me too.
The 15th in L.A. at the world famous El Rey Theater. The El Rey's dope.
That's what it is, man.
So much going on in the world. Big news last couple of days in the sports world is ESPN announced they were unfortunately laying off 100 acres.
Acres?
Acres. What did I say, acres?
Yeah, like
Sorry.
Land.
Sorry, acres. Workers. Reporters, analysts, and production staffers. Sad. I do a lot of work at ESPN. I love all those people over there. My girl Gina, all the people in L.A., Rachel Nichols, Carrie Champion. I love ESPN. I love ESPN. I love being on air. Michelle Beadle, Marcellus, all of them. I love being on ESPN. But business is changing. The way we are receiving television, music, social media.
Has changed.
Films has changed. It's changed, and ESPN is the worldwide leader, but they have released the names of some big-time people.
Yeah.
You know, they apparently Bucci Mane.
Bucci got pinched.
They got rid of Booch.
Bucci Gras. He got pinched.
They pinched Booch. He's one of the most beloved on-air personalities,
man.
There.
Like, he's smooth on camera, man.
Yeah, I love Booch. I never met him.
And they said, you have to go. He couldn't be spared.
Hey, Jay Crawford.
Man, that was my dude, man.
You like Crawford?
He was there when First Take was Cold Pizza. He spearheaded all that stuff with our Skip. And you fire him.
Ed Werder.
The guy who was out in the snow covering the Eagles in the early days. You let him go.
Brett McMurphy.
Jesus.
Trent Dilfer, they got rid of.
Damn.
There 9 years. Jason Stark.
Oh, man. Baseball. Mm. Who's going to replace these fucking guys? We don't know any of the guys that you're going to replace. We don't have any relations with them. We have relations with certain guys with ESPN. Who are you going to put up there? Who the fuck are you going to put to replace a Jay Crawford? Ed Werder. Who are you going to put on the fucking sideline? Aziz? Or what's that motherfucking name, Rap?
Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, you're going to put him on the sideline?
He don't play no fucking football.
Who's going to be there? That now you got ESPN refugees now.
Damn.
Fox looking to take these motherfuckers in.
They can only hire so many people, man.
Yo, refugees.
Iman Brennan, basketball dude, writer. I love his writing. A lot of people, man. A lot of people. Reese Waters, funny dude. A lot of columnists.
In the words of Michael Ray Richardson, the ship be sinking.
The ship be sinking.
It's obvious. It's clear. They're letting go big name talent. Big, like, guys been here 20 years, man.
But they still got Poppy, the cupcake kid.
Oh, they doing bamboozle shit in them offices now. Now that all these guys are getting canned, oh, it's an ass-kissing contest now. So motherfuckers is talking to John Skipper like real soft. It's bamboozled up in Bristol now. Now it's a lot of shucking and jiving because you don't want to be on that list.
And the dudes that were talking greasy.
Yeah.
Know, the dudes that the producers down there with the cupcake kid, the Beignet Bennett, that fat fuck.
Mm-hmm.
John Wiener, Lebatard, and his producers. I don't know if they got spared or not, but they was talking shit about, oh.
Oh, let me tell you what he said. He said, how valuable is he to the ESPN brand?
Yo, Duke, let me tell you something, Duke. This ESPN shit, as much as I love doing it, this is like a hobby, Duke. It's like photography. It's like if I'm taking a ceramics class. I ain't making no living off of doing that shit. I love it. I love fucking with right. The Jump, fucking with Carrie Champion, great Sports Center.
Personalities, yeah.
And I bring the noise. When I come on, I brings that noise.
They all love it.
But this is like taking like a motherfucking pottery class or some shit. This is a hobby.
Right.
How valuable. Yo, your time is coming, Duke. this fat fuck, he tried to diss Colin Cowherd when Colin left ESPN. Yeah. Oh, he's gonna disappear into the abyss.
Right.
Colin's doing his thing.
Colin's caking off over there.
This guy's always talking shit about people are gonna.
Yeah.
Well, your time is coming, fat boy.
John Skipper.
They're wasting their money paying his father to do a Cuban minstrel show every day. And Bucci.
And they let Bucci go.
Trent Dilfer and them.
Damn.
Jay Crawford was out there in the cold.
No, Ed Werder was in the cold.
Ed Werder was in the cold, and Poppy's up there quoting little Wayne lyrics.
Yeah.
That shit was dope in the 90s, Duke. That shit ain't fly no more,
word,
Duke.
Word.
Anyway, it's sad, because ESPN, I fuck with them.
Yeah.
I love all the sports networks.
Yes.
If you love sports, that's what you watch. ESPN, Fox.
But one of the reasons why ESPN is, people are cutting the cord, one of the reasons is they try to ram their political liberal agenda down the viewers' throat. So the viewers just want to see and hear sports, not your opinion on this guy and this guy or what he is and what he should be accepted. They fired Curt Schilling. They did some bullshit with that. So
Curt was talking crazy.
Yeah. But his first post, I didn't think it was so crazy. But yo.
Now he was talking real reckless. He was talking real reckless, stunt man.
But in that
he was Evel Knievelin out there.
In that vein,
he was on that Johnny Knoxville shit, Duke. He was bugging.
Yeah, he was bugging at the end.
Yeah, he went off the yeah. rails, Duke.
But it's that type of positioning that has the viewers and the fans cutting the cord. We don't want to hear what you fucking think. We want to hear who's at first base. We want to hear who's on the bench for the Golden State Warriors, not what you think of Trump or whatever. So if it's c'est la vie, it's c'est la vie, motherfucker.
Yo, this is a big deal to me. So I am going to announce this to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast listeners. I will be the roving reporter. The Howard Cosell.
Damn. The Craig Sager.
Of the big three basketball pro 3-on-3 that's going down this summer. You've heard about it. Ice Cube is the commissioner.
Mm.
Allen Iverson has a team. He's player coach.
Man, you did it.
Biggest names in basketball, basketball superstars, basketball royalty. Steven Jackson, some of our friends of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, they're going to be out there competing. Money is on the line. This ain't no Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah. They're dope too, but that's fun.
Right.
These guys are going to be going for that bump.
This is a league.
Jay Williams, White Chocolate, Kenyon Martin, Steven Jackson, Corey Maggette, Dr. J is a coach, Charles Oakley is a coach. Mm. The names keep coming in.
Yeah.
And you're going to see dudes, they're going to be going at it.
Three-man basketball is how you come up at first.
And I'm going to be the roving reporter.
Oh,
and you know, we talk about my hoop dreams. This is going to be, to me, the closest I'm ever going to get to seeing, being that close to NBA-level action.
Right.
The big three, pro three-on-three basketball tournament. It's going to be on Fox Sports.
Oh, word.
I'm going to be that dude on the sideline. I'm going to be talking to Doc. I'm going to be talking to AI. I'm going to be talking to Cube during the games.
What kind of suits and stuff you going to be wearing?
I haven't figured out my outfit game yet.
Because Sager had some ill shit.
I can't compete with
Sager. You can't rock with Sager, but
I'm going to figure out what my wardrobe is.
Because you will be critiqued.
I'm not gonna look bad. I don't think I'm gonna go for the fashion, because I'm not gonna look bad. But I'm not gonna go for I'm not gonna show up to the game dressed like fucking James Harden.
Okay.
I'm not gonna show up to the games
in an outfit
with a sleeveless blazer.
Right.
I'm not gonna show up to the games with some sort of Urkel glasses. I'm not gonna show up to the game chest naked. With a shirt buttoned down like the great MVP of the league, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show up to the game dressed up like I'm auditioning for a barbershop quartet like the great MVP Cam Newton.
Right, right.
I think less is more with me.
Just be, yeah, regular.
It's summertime, so it's casual. I'm not going to wear Hawaiian shirts. Shout out to Jazzo, Jay-Z, Hawaiian Sophie.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped to be the roving reporter for the big three pro 3-on-3 basketball this summer. I can't wait when I get to walk up to Dr. J and I'm like, yo, Doc, how you feeling about this game right here? I'm going to have an outer body experience. I'm expecting to have the actual outer body experiences. The draft and the combine is this weekend in Vegas, the 28th and 29th. 29th and 30th, sorry. And then the league starts at Barclays. And I'm going to have all the information. Starts at Barclays in late in June. I'm going to be bringing it to you rough, rugged, and raw. But the 29th and 30th, Vegas, the combine, the draft, I will be there to cover all the action. And then when they start playing, they start those bumps. They start getting into the action, as our man Kenyon Martin likes to say. Holler at your boy. Fucking pump, G.
Yo, that is big time.
That's dope. At Barclays?
As much of a fan of hoops you are, and you've been, man, you're going to be right there talking to these dudes, man.
It's going
to
be dope. So the Kardashians, or some of the Kardashians, have been in Mexico this week. And some raw dog without a Photoshop. Not raw dog without a bag. Raw dog without that Photoshop pictures of Kim Kardashian's ass, her infamous ass.
Made the rounds.
And I'm going to clarify this real quick up front. I don't criticize women. I talk shit about dudes primarily. I don't criticize the way people look.
Who cares?
There's no crowds around me.
Right.
Me
either.
You never.
Right.
I have goals in my life, and I have achievable goals, and then I have some lofty goals. But one of the goals that I never put up for myself was, hey, Mike Rapp, like in my head, this is my inner monologue. Hey, you're going to get on the cover for GQ as the sexiest man alive or as the best-dressed man alive. I know that's not fucking happening. In my best days, it wasn't fucking happening. They never came to me. When they have the sexiest man of the year and then they have like 150 other people, they never even thought twice about having me. And they have some fucked up people.
Yeah,
they have the McConaughey's and the Clooney's and the Matt Dames. And then they go to like the more eccentric, sexiest people alive.
Right.
They never think to call me. I've never been on the list of the 500 people we might call for that. So that being said, the reason why I'm talking about Kardashian's mushed up, unphotoshopped, untouched ass photos is because they have been selling perfection to the world. They have been altering their bodies for 10, 15 years, and we've watched it, and we sit there, and people are adoring them and all that stuff. So when you see her ass falling apart, essentially, not because she's older, because
right.
I'm not shaming that.
No, no.
It's because the surgeries are, you can only take so much surgery. She's supposed to have the world's greatest ass.
Oh.
I'm in New York. I saw fucking 50 of them yesterday. I walked from 22nd to 57th. I was on 22nd and Broadway, and I walked to 57th between 10th and 11th. There was Kim Kardashian asses, the real deal, all over the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're misleading the public. So when your ass shows up in Mexico, rough, rugged, and unphotoshopped, looking crazy on the yard.
Yeah.
I say good.
Skinny ass thighs and shit with that.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
And then the next day there's Photoshop pictures. You know, it's some Harry Houdini shit. Like, yo, David Copperfield's like, yo, how the fuck do they do this?
Remember my credo. How are you fly with fake shit?
You're not fly with fake
shit. You're not. It's impossible. I don't care what they told you. I don't care if these motherfuckers following you around. You got a fake ass. That's whack.
Not dope. Caitlyn Jenner still with her with the book. This guy, this lady is like revealing all her secrets and all that shit. She said she knew O.J. Simpson was guilty, and so did Robert Kardashian, the father,
right,
who was the friend of O.J., who passed away. So if you knew he did it, and we knew he did it, why you didn't say anything? You're such a champion of what's right and great causes. Why you didn't say anything?
Right. If Bruce Jenner, you were Bruce then. If Bruce would have came out, it would have been taken serious or with some credibility. He's privy to conversations. He lived with this motherfucker, right?
And now you're a political activist as Caitlyn, but you knew that this guy killed two people and you didn't say shit?
Right.
You whack, Duke.
Yeah.
He was set free for killing two people.
Yo, this guy's a con, man.
Yeah.
I think he's a con.
Con.
He's a dog.
A mutt. Shout out to De Niro's line of the century. I'm still here for the Robert De Niro helmed Tribeca Film Festival. I got some bad news. I'm hosting the awards, and Bobby D can't be there.
Shit.
I said, I just spent, this is no bullshit, $517 on a fucking new shirt and a tie.
Damn.
I wanted to look sharp for Bobby. I'm hosting the awards. I think, oh, I get to, you know, we're going to have our time again. We had a time a few days ago. I want to look good for him.
Right. Right.
I'm privileged to be here. I'm privileged to be hosting the awards. I'm privileged to be a part of the Tribeca Film Festival.
Right.
My friend Nancy, who runs the film festival, Bobby's in Atlanta working. I go, what the fuck is going on here? I said, I threw out the receipt for my $517 fucking custom shirt that I got at Saks. It's a fitted shirt. She said, well, yeah. He'll be there in spirit. I go, what the fuck am I going to do with this $500 shirt? Luckily, I got a little FaceTime with Bobby earlier in the festival.
Yeah. It's good you got a pick.
Yeah. Every year I come.
Yeah.
They say you're part of the festival. I call it stalking Bob. Every spring, I come to see him.
Yes.
The great Al Pacino turned 77 years old the other day. 77 years old. Al Pacino. Panic in Needle Park. The Godfather. The Godfather Part 2. Serpico. Dog Day Afternoon. Scarface.
Oh. This is the time where we want to say, we want to give a shout out to the icon, Al Pacino. We're not waiting until you pass away. Al Pacino, one of the top motherfuckers ever in the craft of acting.
From the Boogie Down Bronx.
Of course, New York in the house, man.
Listen, I talk a lot about De Niro. Pacino is, he's right there.
Right.
I love this guy. I love Al Pacino. I cannot believe he's 77 right. years old.
So we shouting Al out.
And you know who else just had a birthday? the great Talia Shire, Adrian from the Rocky movies. She was also in, you know that Talia Shire is Francis Coppola's sister.
Damn.
I don't know how the name got flipped. She's Francis Ford Coppola's sister, who obviously directed The Godfather, Godfather Part II, Apocalypse Now. But to me, she's always going to be Adrian.
Yo, Adrian, can I kiss you?
I met Talia Shire once about 20 years ago at an after party for the Academy Awards. I believe her son was there. Her son is the actor, fuck is his name? Jason Schwartzman from Rushmore.
Oh, where?
Yeah,
oh.
That's her son.
Damn.
I don't know why they keep flipping the names. But I told her, I said, I learned how to kiss women from the makeout scene in Rocky.
You told her that?
I told her that. She totally knew what I meant.
Oh.
And she gave me a hug. I love Talia Shire.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yo, Adrian. I mean, she's iconic. She just turned 71. And there's this big screening of The Godfather and Godfather Part II, and then a big, you know, Q&A with Al, Bob, Jimmy Kahn.
Damn. You going to be there?
I can. I got to fly back tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
But the cast from The Godfather. The other night, I was eating with my wife. This restaurant downtown in Tribeca.
Right.
Bob owns. And I know he's not there. But I'm like on my best behavior just in case he's there. Just because I respect him so much.
Right.
I over-tipped the waitress. What if they say, oh, he came in here and he gave a bullshit tip and Bob finds out?
Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola was eating at the table next to me.
Damn. You kicked it with him?
I said, what's up? I kept the movies with his wife. I'm with my wife. Everybody's having a nice night. Everybody's having a nice night.
Right. You don't want to disturb motherfucker.
But you know what I liked about him? It's because when I eat, I make a mess. So I always eat, no matter what I'm eating. I put the napkin in my thing. I bib up. You see me do this.
I see you do it a lot.
I eat a cheeseburger. I bib up. I don't want to fuck up my butter soft Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirt.
God, no.
That night I had on a suit because I had come from this other thing. I was suited and booted.
Yes.
Francis was at his table, bibbed up too.
Oh.
I said, he eats like a fucking pig also. See, I am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. Sleeping good here in New York, G. Moody.
Yeah, you got a Casper here too. You had him shipped all over the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I love my Casper mattress. Yes. It's the favorite mattress I ever had. Casper mattress has over 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. It's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress also.
Yeah.
Casper offers a 100-night trial guarantee, which means you can live, sleep, skeet on the mattress, do whatever you want for 100 nights. If you're not happy with it, which will not happen, but if you don't love it, you can return the mattress for free. They have all sizes from twin all the way up to the Cal King, which is what the Gringo Mandingo, of course, sleeps on. That's me. If you go to casper.com/Rappaport, you'll get $50 off your next purchase. You'll be a hero to you and to your family. That's casper.com/Rappaport. They have mattresses, they have sheets, they have pillows, they even have doggy mattresses. Casper is a proud sponsor of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Get your Casper goods today at casper.com/Rappaport. Save $50.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
So, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Karma's
trial coming up.
Trial's coming up in June.
Hell yeah. Do or die out this motherfucker. Do or die.
I wonder if Caitlin knows if Bill Cosby's guilty or innocent. Why don't you say something? You save it for your next book, you fuck you. Huh? You want to save it for your next interview with Diane? I knew.
Yeah.
No, I have to say, I knew.
Edward G. Robertson.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Now, I have to say, I knew that Bill Cosby was guilty. I just didn't say anything until I had another book coming out. Fuck you. Yeah. Bill Cosby is claiming he's blind.
Yeah, I would too. That's, of course, he's going to do that. You want to garner some sympathy. He's 70, he's 80 years old. If they ask me, yeah, I'm blind. I can't see shit. But if I was the guards, I'd be like, oh, you don't need your sight. Where are we going to put your ass? Because you going in prison for the rest of your life. That's it. All that, they got some girls who in their deposition will be admitted to show a pattern of behavior. That, for me, sealed the deal.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
That's it. What jury's going to hear that and be like, oh, no, he didn't do none of that. Damn.
That's fucked up.
That's how you knew you could kiss the baby, B.
Kiss the baby on Chad Ochocinco shit.
Yo, what's up with Chad, man?
Chad is going to wind up doing broadcasting. He's great on air.
Yeah? Good.
Have you ever seen him like on Fox Sports 1 or on First Take or any of those shows?
On First Take.
He's good because he's funny. He's very smart.
Yeah.
Very articulate. And the way he speaks, like the way he phrases his words. When I say articulate, I don't mean like he's articulate for a black guy. I mean, he just like the way he speaks, his pattern of speech.
Right.
His energy is dope. And he's very smart. And obviously, he's got a good sense of humor. He's combative.
Yeah.
He could back it up. See, I think that the great announcers are the dudes that talk shit, but that can back it up.
Right, right.
So, like, Kenyon Martin.
He's about that action.
Steven Jackson.
He's about that action.
You know, Marcellus. He's great. He played in the league.
Yeah, they
know. You know, and or the ones that have their shit, but don't take it too seriously. Michelle Beadle's one of the best.
Right, right. She's great, yeah.
She's really good, because she'll banter with you. She doesn't try to be Mr. Basketball or Miss Basketball.
Like that lady, Anita Marks. She's always talking about how she played football. I was in the lingerie league? They had you naked under center? That's for the men. That ain't no football. Talk about, I was a quarterback. What league you was in? Cut the shit, man.
One other thing that I learned about the Kardashians this week, G Monet. By the way, if you're first time listening to what sure to be a classic podcast, this is fantastic.
That's right.
I can feel it.
It's always.
G Moody is the 2015 and 2016 podcast co-host of the year.
This is true.
They call it G Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. coming up from behind is G Monetti. Always ready, or I think it should be always ready, G Monetti.
Yeah, that flows a little better.
Check this shit out.
Uh-oh.
This is how fucked up the music business and hip-hop is. It's proven.
What now?
That if Kylie Jenner plays your music on Snapchat, and she tags fucking Hummingbird X or G Moody or whatever, it blows up the artist.
Yeah.
Because so many people watch it. So if you see her with like some sort of Gucci headband on, you know, she looks like a fucking bozo.
Right. And people will cop it.
They'll cop it.
Damn, that's a lot of power, man.
Like that's like, she's like the new Mr. Magic, Chuck Chill Out, and Red Alert.
Yeah.
She's like Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they used to break songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You go to Kylie Jenner. If she plays your shit on Snapchat or Instagram and she's like in this thing with her fucking fake lips and she's like grooving to your music, I'm listening to Moody Beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rocking.
You blow. You out.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
There's no room for the DJs. How can you compete?
And she got like a billion followers.
Yeah.
Yo.
And people are like, oh, what she listen to? Who gives a fuck? What the fuck does she know?
Right. How do you get so popular? I mean... Just because
selling perfection, that's not perfect.
But the sister get naked and giving motherfuckers top on a tape, that means the whole family gets fucking props?
Yo.
How? This is incredible.
Yeah. I want to hear your take on this. There's been a lot of talk. I haven't seen it yet. There's a documentary, Khalif Browder, young man, tragic story, was arrested for some nonsense, beaten, wound up dying in Rikers. If you're from New York, you grow up, you know about Rikers Island. It's a vicious jail system in New York City. It jails and houses the worst of the worst from the five boroughs.
You won't be smiling on Rikers Island.
To quote the great
Kool G Rap.
Yeah. So now there's all these protests by people who's never been affected.
Oh, they protesting again?
Oh, they're protesting big. Big protest to close Rikers Island.
Right.
Now, obviously, that place needs to be fixed. Guards shouldn't be getting killed. Prisoners shouldn't be getting killed. COs shouldn't be fucking officers.
Oh, no, fucking inmates.
Inmates. We've reported it many, many times.
Yeah.
But where are you going to put all the criminals? See, that's the thing that these little fucks. There needs to be a jail. This is New York City.
Right.
So, if obviously something is wrong at Rikers Island, but if you close Rikers Island, where are you going to put them?
Right.
You want them next to you?
Oh, hell. Hell no. They got to. But none of those people in there are convicted of anything. So, you got to just fix.
No, a lot of times system. You get convicted and they're waiting to.
To take you upstate.
Yeah. Oh.
But most of them ain't.
They're waiting to go on trial.
Right.
Or no, you get sentenced. No, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You get sentenced. You go for short terms. Like you go up there for a year and a half. We have a friend went up there. You go up there for you got 4 months. You go on the island. They're not gonna send you to prison.
Right. Well, I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know how it works. I don't want to know how it works.
Thank God, I never was up there. Word.
That's me knocking on wood.
Because you could get man.
But to sit there and be like, close Rikers Island, fix Rikers Island.
Yeah, fix it. That's the Starbucks protesters, right?
Yeah, it's the same ones.
Yeah.
There's been tragedies out there. Prisoners have been killed. Correction officers are fucking the inmates.
Mm. Yeah.
Women correction officers are fucking the men. Guards are getting slashed and beaten. I don't ever want to go, but don't sit there and close Rikers Island. You could close it, but you better have a plan B set up.
Yeah.
It's the Starbucks protesters.
check this out. This girl has found a new way to put on makeup. But she uses her boyfriend's ball sack.
As a dabber.
To put on rouge.
Yeah, a dabber. That's what they call it. They're doing this for attention.
A dabber.
Like they dab the makeup on.
Damn.
You use your boyfriend's sack as a dabber to put your makeup on.
And the makeup is all on my nut sack.
Yeah, it's all on my nut sack. Good one, G Moody.
Peace to the lynch mob.
Miles, Jordan, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn, you fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned?
Not given. You did what? No. No.
No.
No! If you've never listened to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, the sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. Is an award that is earned, not given. I want to give a shout out to Daisy Fuentes. Remember her from MTV? She actually called this person a sick fuck on Twitter on her own. Listen, we didn't coin the phrase sick fuck, but we did coin the award, the sick fuck of the week.
That's right.
A veteran in North Carolina, an Army veteran, chained a dog. Her service dog to a tree. Her service dog. This is a veteran. Chained her dog to a tree. Shot the fucking dog 5 times. A service dog.
Who did that?
A girl. Look at her. Pretty.
Yeah.
White girl. She on some Instagram shit. She looks like one of them suicide girls. One of the models with the tattoos and the piercings. Sick fuck of the week.
Damn. Shot a dog 5 times?
Chained it to the tree and shot
what
the dog.
What was the reason?
There's no reason. What was it? It's a service dog. These are dogs that help people.
Yeah. Well, she had to have some reason.
There's no reason for that. Gee, you're trying to rationalize a sick fuck of the week? I just gave her the award. Yo. Are you trying to rationalize what she does?
Yo.
Are you...
Usually they give a kooky reason.
And we're not asking you questions. We lock you up.
Yeah, lock them up. I see pit bulls mauling motherfuckers, man. You see that, right?
It's terrible.
Mauled a baby.
Yeah, all the time.
I don't know how a motherfucker could have a pit bull, man.
You know my rule.
Yeah. The motherfucker's stocky and big. What if he just decided to just, like, upend your ass in the house? Like, because he could knock you off your feet if he get a good running start. You could be, he could be on some, Daryl Stingley type shit in the house. Some Lester Hayes shit.
Some Ronnie Lodge
shit. If he get a good run, he could take you off your feet. And just cut you down.
My rule is I don't have any pets that I can't beat if they try to get hype.
Big chest. I see them in the street. Money can't even hold a fucking dog. Yo, if he decides to get wild, you're going to have to run out of the house. Yo, that's why. And now you see them. They just out of the blue ran at a dude across the street and just mauled his ass. Yo, them dogs, man. Those are bad breeds, man.
I agree.
Fuck pit bulls, B.
I agree. I mean, I've spent time with some good ones, but them extra cock diesel Mike Tyson looking ones, fuck all that.
Ice grilling you in the crib.
Yeah, they don't.
They're not regular dogs.
They don't look away from you.
Yeah.
You know, I was a dog sitting one, and Money was looking at me in my crib while I came out the shower
on some jail shit,
butt naked. Yeah. Bye. Nope. You're not looking at me, Duke. When I look at you, you're supposed to look away.
Right, right. The dog's supposed to naturally, boom.
He's ice grilling you. Like, what you want to do, Duke?
I'm ready to bite your shit.
Sure enough, the dog got hype. A few weeks later, attacked another dog. And I remember I was at an Easter dinner with the fucking dog. The dog took the ham bone off the counter.
Just took it.
And it was like... Yo, if a guy came into your crib and was like, yo, started robbing, started smacking the shit out of people, would you invite that person back?
Fuck no.
They kept the dog, and then the dog, 2 weeks later, attacked another dog. Yo, I knew if you can't...
Look at it.
If you can't get the hand bone from the dog, you don't have control of the dog.
Right, he couldn't get it back.
No. And they were like, get it, Mike. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking with that dog. I'm not getting my whole arm bitten off by no dog. I already saw him when I came out of the shower. Butt ass. He made me feel like a certain kind of way, like he was trying to...
Half dead. The dog was half dead. And you was Eugene.
They're taking this skinny jean shit and this fashion shit too far. I bought a pair of these jeans once, PRPS. These are fancy jeans, like $400 jeans. I don't know why.
Damn. Damn. What kind of material is it that is $400?
Who the fuck knows? Yo. They're selling pre-soiled jeans for $425. The brand PRPS, Barracuda straight leg jeans, for those who want to show they're not afraid to get down and dirty. It has pre-dirtied jeans. So it looks like you've been in the mud. It looks like you do construction work. But you spent $425 on a pair of jeans.
So there's a market for it because your dumb ass brought it.
I didn't buy those. I bought a pair of that brand's jeans.
Oh, okay.
So these are high-end designer jeans that they're selling in Nordstrom. Look it up.
So
they look like you've been rolling around in pig shit.
But if you just buy new jeans and you just go about your day to day, they're going to get soiled. They're going to get that appearance that you want.
But why would you want to look dirty?
It's that new bullshit, man.
Because if you're actually dirty, you don't want to look dirty. Like, if you're actually dirty, where you want to go? To the crib. Take a shower. Clean yourself. You want to look like you're a farmer? But you're not? You faking jacks like that?
Yes. Next, you're going to have shit stain. You can look like you took a shit in your jeans. That's the new shit.
Good segue, G. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the friendly skies. As you know, we've been talking about, if you're flying anywhere besides New York, L.A., L.A., New York, long flights. It's every man for himself. Mm-hmm. You all saw how they got down on United. They dragged Dr. Dow off the plane like he wasn't shit.
I bring my chicken wings on a plane like Fred G.
A Delta passenger was kicked off the flight for using the bathroom as the plane waited on the tarmac. You know how you're on a flight and they might say, keep your, but you're not in the air, and they would say, oh, we're going to get up in 10 minutes. Money had to go use the bathroom, probably to take a shit. He asked to go. They said no. Then he went up there and he used the bathroom. They kicked him off the flight before the flight took off.
It's new.
You know what Money should have did? He should have shit his pants right there. Now I want to make sure I follow rules.
Right, right. I'm shitting in the seat.
I'm shitting right in the seat. I've had that same situation.
Oh yeah, you would have had it.
I tell him. I told this woman, God is my witness. If I don't go, I'm going to shit my pants. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's what Money should have did.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah.
If I don't go right now, yeah. I'm going to shit my pants. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
They threw him off the... He had to go. It's not like they were in turbulence or anything like that.
They were on the ground.
They're bugging on these flights, man.
They turn it.
You spend so much money to get on these flights, and then they treat people like you worse than on the subway.
Yo, you gotta just sit your ass down, strap in, be quiet. We flying you to where you gotta go. Shut the fuck up. That's what the pilot should come on and say.
Bring your own food, and if you're gonna listen to G Moody, you'll bring what?
Chicken wings. Fried rice and some sweet tea.
Okay, and that'll get you through the flight.
Hell yeah, you don't need to ask them stupid.
You don't have to ask them nothing. You don't have to ask them anything.
You could bring your vegan shit and all that. Just bring a lot.
Right. Your tofu, your quinoa, whatever you want to bring it. And everybody just minds their own business. The Michigan doctor accused of performing genital mutilation on two girls injured them more severely than she admitted. No shit. What's wrong with these people, man? You went in there to get your shit, the women to get their...
What happened? Get their clit?
Part of the... I don't know what they're doing.
Why are they doing that?
Because they're crazy, man.
No, this is a procedure, right? To get genital... To do something.
Yeah, to get your genitals looking nice.
Oh, like you're going to be walking around naked and people are going to say, wow, what a nice clit.
See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb in New York City. What else is popping, G. Monetti?
I like the fact that the Golden State Warriors swept Portland. I like the fact that LeBron swept Indiana.
They're supposed to. These are
every year it's the same thing with Indiana. It's ongoing. They get all hyped. They don't even win a fucking game. LeBron runs from the other end of the court, golfs, blocks my man's shit out of bounds. This guy's been doing this shit. This guy's been excellent for a long time, yo.
Is this his 14th year?
And he's been busting ass since when he was busting Boston's ass. When he was with Cleveland the first time as a youngster. So, yo, it's a pleasure to watch that dude play if you know basketball. This is a jack of all trades, man.
He plays every position.
Everything, man.
Unselfish.
The ball moves. All the players love him. You're going to get the pass. He's not a selfish guy. That's how you play basketball. That's why wherever he goes, they win. Because he's the best and he distributes.
Golden State swept Dame Dollar and them. CJ McCollum. They're nice. They just undermanned.
Yeah.
Atlanta and Washington are 3-2 in their series. John Wall. If you don't win this series, Duke.
John Wall is like a track star with the basketball.
He's ill, but he gets too much on that rah-rah shit.
Yeah.
He's always bumping his chest and...
He put up gang signs one time.
Like, just play ball, man. Yeah. You're not in a fucking gang, Duke. Right. And he showed up after the game yet the other day with a cape on his shit.
Oh, what?
He said that Dennis Schroeder, the black German.
Oh, shit.
On the Atlanta Hawks point guard. I like him.
Yeah.
He said to him, yo, we should work out in the summertime together. John Wall was like, yo, what the fuck is you talking about, Duke?
Yeah, I like that.
But I think Schroeder was messing with him.
That's how you're supposed to be. Yo, I ain't working out with you, B.
I agree. But I think Schroeder was just fucking with him because he knows he's one of these guys who gets the extra hype.
Now that we're talking about basketball, Greg Marius.
Oh.
Founder of the great EBC League up in Harlem, 155th Street, passed away. Icon, basically, in basketball.
Brought so much talent, like all that N1.
Yep.
You know, there was other places, but the Rucker uptown, right. Greg was the guy up there. Generous, you know, really did a lot for the community and for basketball players in New York City.
Absolutely.
For years.
Sad to see that.
David Stern, former commissioner of the NBA, says he doesn't miss his commissionership. He did say that it was a shame that the Brooklyn Nets were resting their players. You know, when they didn't need to. But he don't speak out against the Knicks. David Stern was around when the Garden was eating.
Right.
Say something about the fucking Knicks, David Stern. We know the Nets ain't shit, but no one's paying attention. If David Stern said, what the fuck is going on at New York Garden, that's everybody would have heard about this.
Right.
Because
It's a shit show. He don't need to say anything.
Yeah, but it's powerful coming from him. Right. David Stern was just like a fan. He worked in, I believe, the ad agency in the advertisement business or a lawyer. I can't remember what he did, 60s, 70s. He knows the history of the Knicks.
Of course.
He's a New York dude.
Yep.
Speak on that. I'm glad he said something about Brooklyn Nets, and he said it's a shame that they're doing it. But it'd be more powerful if he spoke on what the fuck is going on at the Garden.
Right. He should say, Carmelo, wave your claws.
Say something. We have not done a Bizarro Steph Curry or a Bizarro Stan Van Gundy recently. We haven't gotten word from Bizarro Stan Van Gundy. I tried to reach him. I heard he was in Panama.
Right.
You know, that's one of his favorite spots this time of year. Bizarro Steph Curry will be joining the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast soon. Rest assured.
Yes, the playoffs are here.
He's belligerent, this fucking guy.
Yes. Yes.
He's not easy to get a hold of, but he gives me numbers to pay phones, this fucking cocksucker. Tim Hardaway and Allen Iverson have crossover beef. Allen Iverson responded. Tim Hardaway said he did my crossover, but he carried it all the time. Tim Hardaway said, you know, I made that move famous. Listen, I love Tim Hardaway. But Tim, you said it yourself, Duke. The person who inspired it the most to you, the great Pearl Washington. So when you talk about it's my move, you took it to a new level. But yo, give if you're trying to shit on AI and say he took your move and he was carrying the ball, make sure you clarify where you got the move from. He said it's documented. He said the late great Pearl Washington inspired him. AI said, basically, kill that noise. I carried my crossover all the way into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I don't like to see these guys, you know, beefing and bantering. That's
bullshit beef.
They're both great.
Yeah. Yeah, the crossovers worked for both of you. But I want to go some ill shit, the teacher follies.
Oh, God. What is that?
Texas kindergarten teacher. A kindergarten had sex with four high school boys.
Lock them up.
Including.
Lock her up.
Two at once.
Lock them up.
You can't teach at that school after you freak off with two of the students.
This a woman.
Yeah.
Lock her up. See, some of these people, if it's proven, she says, yeah, I had sex with them. You ask the kid, lock her up. Were we wasting money on trials and all? Lock her up.
Yeah. Predetermined amount of time for this offense.
We give you 5 hours in court. Lock them up.
Damn.
Bye-bye.
These teachers is bad, man.
Kelly Osborne of the Osbournes. I like her. I've met her before. She's cool. She talks a lot of shit. She does. She's cool. I met her. She's like regular, sort of tough British chick. She knows all about what's going on with the Hollywood and all that gossip. She's saying celebrities are pretending to be gay for press.
Oh.
She says it. She knows what's up. She's part of that generation. They don't like it when people claim to be gay. This whole generation of young Hollywood girls who can't find love. It drives me nuts. I think all it takes to be proactive with the LGBT community, is to just be active. You don't have to be like, oh, you're gay. Oh, and then it's just a phase. She knows what's going on. That's real. People are like, oh, I'm coming out. If I said I was coming out, I don't think anyone would give a fuck, G. I don't think it would do shit for my career. But if you're young and sort of good looking, right, yeah. Cute.
Damn. What if somebody call you out on that? Try to bag you at one of them things and then see you not
I just,
dead.
See, the thing is, G, is that let's say I was gay. Who's going to take me?
Man, you could find somebody.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back with more I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
What else you got, G Monetti?
Yo, Fox. Fox is getting sued in the era of Trump because all that civility, fake civility is coming out. So the black employers at Fox were saying all kind of shit's going on and how, you know, there's a glass ceiling, no one's getting promoted, The supervisors are, you know, in Trump era, it's different now. Like, you know, you in Walmart and shit, they motherfuckers say, the nigga in aisle four, he needs something in produce. That's how in Trump era, that's how they dealing with motherfuckers now.
Yo, they have them in their arm wrestling and shit on some Django Unchained
shit.
Yeah,
man. In the Trump era, that white civility has been peeled back because now they feel we don't have to act like we like your ass.
Mm. That's fucked up.
That's what he brought out.
That's real. That's real.
And that's why you see it happening all over the United States. So that's why I said that Walmart shit. Might as well be doing that.
Yep. All right, G, I think we're done, man. This is another classic episode. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say that it's another classic episode because I know what it is.
Yeah.
And if you think this is a classic episode, yo, throw a review up on iTunes. Rate and review it, you fuck you. Okay? If you see a friend's phone or computer, make sure they subscribe to the podcast. Be a friend to a friend. Don't let friends not listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. All right? Rate and review us. We're almost at 1,000 reviews. I know we have hard body karate fans. Butter soft I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at districtlines.com/IamRapport. We got the baby blue and the black King of New York Oakley t-shirt, the Stickman t-shirt collection. We're on tour starting May 9th with the Young Shooter, San Francisco with the after party. DJ Platter and DJ Sharp. Yo, that shit is going to be banging.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We get to hear the shit we love.
They get dead. Yo, yeah. Platter is a motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Yo, DJ Platter is like an artist with that shit. I'm telling you.
With the turntable.
Yo, he's on that shit. DJ Sharp, he brought the funk to the NBA arenas.
Keep it funky. That's what we want.
We don't have to tell them. These motherfuckers get down. We don't have to say shit.
In general. Just keep it funky. You'll never lose anybody.
Seattle, May 11th. Canada, Vancouver, the 13th. And Monday night, May 15th in LA at the world famous El Rey Theater. IamRapportTour.com. These are Moody Beats. G Monetti. the 2015-2016 podcast co-host of the year.
Yep.
I am the Gringo Mandingo. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and we out.
Peace.